USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. President Joe Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine booster shot on camera in the White House Monday, just days after a third dose was recommended for certain groups by a CDC advisory committee. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
With President Joe Biden's broad domestic agenda at risk of collapse, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday vowed that Democrats will pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill this week and push ahead on the bigger $3.5 trillion social safety net and climate change bill while acknowledging the total amount will drop. Joe Concha on Fox News says this bigger bill is a must-win for the Democrats.
So if you don't pass this, then everybody is mad at the Biden-Harris administration and then the 2022 midterms, which I think already are basically passing of the torch to the Republicans in terms of the House and the Senate, then Joe Biden has absolutely nothing.
The National Republican Congressional Committee recently launched a series of ads targeting Democratic representatives who won their congressional seats by thin margins in 2020. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is working with his committee chairs to draw up a plan that will show voters why they should elect Republicans in the midterms. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming has changed her stance on gay marriage. Les Pry explains.
Back in 2013, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming voted against gay marriage, a decision she tells CBS News was a mistake as her gay sister and American attitudes have changed.
I love my sister very much. I love her family very much. And I was wrong. So this is an issue that we have to recognize, as human beings, that we need to work against discrimination of all kinds in our country, in our state. We were at an event a few nights ago, and there was a young woman who said she doesn't feel safe sometimes because she's transgender, and nobody should feel unsafe. Freedom means freedom for everybody.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus in the House, a bipartisan group of moderates, have long opposed linking the Senate-passed infrastructure bill with the Democratic $3.5 trillion budget. A Democratic coalition of 9 Problem Solvers Caucus members made headlines in August after they publicly released a letter to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, warning her against bundling the two bills and encouraging swift passage of the infrastructure bill by the House. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.